no more. Biting my tongue, writing young, 9 years old. School assemblies reciting poems till my peers don't see much of a future till hip hop shaped my character nice. The only challenge was for Annika Rice, 12 years old. I'm writing rhymes in English classes. Had some problems with my eyes, but didn't really need glasses. Was a cool kid, my name was known all over the school for two things, writing rhymes and also playing the fool. I hung with this other kid, Murat, until his mother took him to Turkey for holidays and never came back. So I hung with Sticks and Scott Ashton. Lived in Clapton till my mother sent me and my brother to go live in Stratford with my pops. Shared a room in a double bed with my bro. Round about this time I was 14 years old. Met my cousin Mike, now we tight and it's all good. Round about the same time I first spoke to Westwood. Told me that my style was cool but it needed improving. Was one of the few kids in school who was into rap music. Jungleist came up, Telepathy, Orange, all of those jams. For hip hop, there was none of that, man. Especially if you was UK, it was all a dream just like Juicy. And I fantasized loosely, never carried tools except a pad and a pen. In the days when cats would bore you up or call you a spank. In my world, I didn't have click suits, Charlie Brown ball games, kicker shoes, and a pocket of loot. It was British nights, baddies walking home, dark alleys. Winter was cool, no detention, just suspension if you had a fight. And I had many till I turned 16, then turned my life into chasing a dream. Did a YTS and sound engineering, didn't suit me, cause all I really did was make coffee and tea. Occasionally, I swept for 9 months of the year. Was a shame cause I knew how to use all the gear, but they never let me touch it, so I left and made a demo and established my style. It's kinda cool, chilled, mellow. Used to go see my uncle, tape his records and write to them. Some I flowed easy to, some rhymes wasn't tight to them. But I practiced until I locked down my rhyme, put it on a TDK and sent to 279. And he played it on his show, and from then it was on. Did the interview October 95, I was born. People questioned all my motives, didn't know how I feel. At 19 with no management, but still got a deal. Sign made, 97.5 album deal. Big checks, bank called my record label cause they thought I suspect. A teenager, 25 grand in a student account. The cashier flipped when she saw the amount. Called the manager, they told me they'd deposit, but blame me if something went wrong. Throw the checks in my name. I thought that was just racist or some prejudice piece, because music was my job and I was able to eat. I felt the UK embraced me, but then rejected me. It was crazy. But deep down, them cats respected me, cause I did so much in such a short space of time. No platinum sales, no gold, no silver, just rhymes over jazz beats, over slow beats, fast beats. DJ Spinner emailed me and told me no one has beats in the UK that compete on a level. But every day I'm fighting criticism, the devil, and other obstacles. I think you know what I mean, but I wouldn't make it through without the love of Charlene, DJ Paris, Sonya Poto, DJ Sticks, and Samantha. I love you, Funky DL Con sister, Pink Panther.